Lench Bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Having to fade out Europe with the final countdown there because we are throwing very quickly over to the river. Hi, guys. Will, are you there to give us the rundown?
Yep, the cannon has just gone off. There's Keys, Downing, Jesus, Pembroke, Maggie, Queens, Bats, Peterhouse, Christ, Kings, Cats, Robinson, Gerson, Clare, Emmanuel, Fitz, Pitt Hall. And they're off. They're coming into first place now. Keys looking strong. They are pushing away to Downing already. No whistles just yet. Keys are well up in the 40s now. And their Cox is steering an amazing line for first place. Their blades are about to trim the grass on the inside of the corner. Although Downing are pushing strong and underrating Keys. Jesus are pushing into Downing as well, but not so much. There's still at least a length and a half between each boat. If anything, Jesus are pushing on Downing more than the other way around. Pembroke are well away from Jesus. Jesus are giving everything they've got now, trying to get away from Pembroke and trying to push into Downing. Pembroke are looking strong. That's first whistle. Jesus has got one whistle on Downing. And Maggie's are well away from Pembroke. They've got at least two lengths between Pembroke and Maggie's. Queens are gaining on Maggie's. Queens have got a GoPro. That's going to be such an awesome video. Queens are gaining on Maggie's. They're taking a better line than Maggie's coming around first post. Go over to Grassy, see if anything's happening over there. Go over to Grassy.
Hi, yeah, I'm here on Grassy Corner, and we have Keys holding a nice distance away from Downing. They're looking pretty strong here, the Keys crew. Pretty steady. And behind them, we have Jesus M1 and Pembroke M1. Pembroke looking to close in now. Keys are holding a really tight line. I don't think that Downing are going to get the bump today. Yeah. Looking pretty steady here from Keys and Downing. That's going to be a rollover, in my opinion. We have a lot of distance between Pembroke and between LMBC.
Okay, Kings M1 just came round first place. They're on for Blades. Their Cox is going for it. They're pushing into Christ. They're about less than a length. And after Kings, there is a huge gap. So, Robinson M1 must have bumped Cat, because I can see Gerson coming into first post now. That's Robinson M1 have bumped Cat. Clare are pushing on into Gerson, and Emma pushing into Clare afterwards. There is a length and a half. They're pretty much on station with each other at the moment. So Gerson are going past me. Clare, from Emmanuel, from Fit Hall. Clare are coming past now. They're looking strong. And now it's Emma. Emma have got about a length and a half on Clare. And Fitz with the best leggings on the river.
Felicity?
Coming into the first place. Go to Grassy.
Hi, here we have a very wide line from Keys at Ditton. So I'd really like to hear an update from Jack now, if possible. Further down we have Queens M1 gaining on LMBC. But let's go over to first place to find out about the headship position.
Okay, Lucy, we're just patching Jack in now. Jack, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Jack, come to Will.
Okay, Jack isn't there. Go to Will, guys.
So, Churchill, sandwich boat, have bumped up. They have bumped up all, just before first post corner. So, Churchill have bumped up in the division. So, Trinity will be bumped up. Hear it now. Churchill are pretty happy. They're all looking a little bit. I can see Robinson pulling in. Walk down. Go to Grassy. Lucy's got something.
Yeah, we've got a very, very close race here between Clare and Gerson. We've got a lot of whistles, and it's looking like they're going to catch them down for our reach. It's really the Gerson Cox out who's got to really get them out of this, because it's going to have to be a contact flow, and the Clare Cox is following them doggedly. So that will be interesting to see further down. And it's looking like they are going to get the bump along long reach. If we can't get through to Jack, then I'm going to cycle down and I'll try and get more results.
Okay, thank you, Lucy. Let's see if Jack is there. Jack, can you hear us?
Hello there. Hello.
Okay, Jack, we can hear you. Hang on. Are you coming through? Okay, great. Go ahead, Jack.
I'm right down in the far end of the course here.
You're
very calm at the moment. I'm still waiting for the first M1 boats to come through ahead of the boat. Just if you did miss it, W1, just to confirm, the re-row, Pembroke rode over Peterhouse, were bumped by Churchill, Lady Margaret Girton rode over, and then obviously the top of the division in the original race, Tit Hall controversially perhaps bumped by Maudlin. We had Emma and Christ, Emma being bumped by Christ at the top, first and third being bumped by Jesus, Downing rowing over, Claire being bumped by Queen, Keys being bumped by Hunnam, and St. Cat's being bumped by Medwards. That's W1. Just to recap, we're now M1 in the Friday of Lent Bumps on CanFM 2015. I'm still waiting for the first boats to come through down here, so I'll throw back to Lucy at Grassy Corner if Lucy's seeing anything exciting over there.
Jack, Lucy is actually making her way up the course because everything is basically past Grassy Corner, but Will, can you confirm anything that's happened further down the division?
So, Robinson have pulled in to get some foliage. Robinson are now on their way to Glades. Cats are own party right now. Robinson pulled in to get what can only be described as a veritable tree. And Tit Hall are coming past now. So Churchill and Robinson are currently having a competition to see who can get as much foliage as they possibly can.
I'm a really bad person.
That's all about there is now. I don't know what happened with Kings. Kings look pretty strong coming into Christ.
Oh, dear.
Back up the river to Jack. Jack, what can you see up there?
Okay, so the first boats are coming through now. I can see what I think is... You're going to have to give me a second here because I'm right at the end of the course. And the first boat, sorry, do you want to go to Lucy? To Lucy, Keys are here right at the top of the river, taking an inside line, and I can see them coming. Keys are looking strong. They're going to row over. I'm pretty sure they're taking a very strong line there. That's very nice. Downing behind them. Oh, Downing and Jesus, that's a little bit interesting. Jesus are coming through quite strong. Downing, of course, looking slightly nervously over her left-hand shoulder. Jesus are coming up behind. Oh, there's only about a length in it. And Jesus catch them before the end? Oh, they're gritting their teeth in determination. There's three whistles. Oh, it's very close. It's going to be very, very close. Jesus have got a nice line, though, because Downing are going to have to come back inside. And Jesus are right on the inside of the bit of overlap, I think. Jesus are miles away from the boat behind them. There must have been a couple of bumps in between. Have they... They've passed the finish line, and I think it's a row over. Unfortunately, Jesus went very hard to catch Downing, but they both stopped, and it is a row over for Downing and Jesus.
Thank you, Jack. We're going to throw it back down the river to Will. Are you still there, and can you confirm anything that's happened?
Nothing has been contested between the bumps between Robinson and Cat and Churchill and Tit Hall.
So Churchill and Tit Hall and Robinson and Katz, have any other bumps happened that we've missed?
Not from down my end.
By me is
okay, going over
Pembroke
to Jack.
Sorry, Beth. Pembroke has just come through and they've been strong. And then, they're coming through strong now, thick and fast. That have just passed me. That was Peterhouse. No, it wasn't Peterhouse. But that was, that was, they've all just finished. Pembroke have come past the finish line and they've all rowed over. There must have been something in the middle, which I may have missed right at the end here. Is Lucy back on track?
Unfortunately, we've lost Lucy there, but so we're going to go down to Will. Will,
we've
can
lost
you?
Lucy, oh.
We have. So can you go, Will, what can you see down at the start of the river, or can we confirm any bumps that may have happened towards the middle?
I can't confirm anything. I was on first post the entire time. Churchill are rowing past with their foliage, and Robinson are just about to go up with their foliage now. But I don't know anything else that happened past first post corner, I'm afraid.
Okie dokie. In which case, I think we will leave you at the river for now. So, Jack, if you can go and get us the confirmed results, and we will find out what's happened. But in here in the studio, let's go for a rundown of what we think has happened in that event.
Okay, so far the results that we've got come through from the river, we have Robinson M1 bumping up on Katz M1 and Churchill M1 bumping up on Trinity M1. Now the top of the division there was very tight as they came across the line, and it looks like we might have a couple of boats missing somewhere in the middle of the division, so we will get back to you as soon as we can with the confirmed results. Just like to apologise if anyone heard any naughty language there. As you can imagine, the M1 division is very hotly contested, and occasionally we catch little snippets of bystanders on the river shouting things that they shouldn't be shouting on the radio.
Sorry about that. But here we are going to have some more music while we try and figure out what happened between a significant number of those boats. Honestly, in an M1 division, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of rowovers. They are looking very good this time. But for now, something that our commentators haven't needed today but did need yesterday.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Fading out another song there. Sorry about that, Rihanna. But we are going to go live to the river where we have Jack. Hello, Jack. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Beth and Benedict. Yeah, the sun's setting on the River Cam. It's another day of racing finished at Lent Bumps 2015. So, M1. Keys M1 rode over Downing. Jesus and Pembroke all rode over top of the division. All four. It was a very close finish, though. Jesus looked like they were going to be catching Downing. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. Lady Margaret were bumped by Queen. First, third rode over, as is Peterhouse. Bryce were bumped by King. And St. Cats were bumped by Robinson. So Robinson actually had a very good couple of days on for Blades. St. Cats, on the other hand, there on for Spoons, as a Christ. So we've also got Girton and Claire rowing over, and Emma and Fitz. Fitz bumped Emma. I've just heard it was actually an interesting incident. Apparently the Fitz Cox didn't stop quite soon enough and maybe took a couple of chunks out of the Emma boat. And then Tit Hall were bumped actually by the sandwich boat Churchill. So Churchill will be in the M1 division for the last day of racing tomorrow, which we're all very much looking forward to here.
Okie dokie, Jack. So just to read that out for our listeners at home, we have Keys and Downing holding station at the top of the division, Jesus M1 rowing over and Pembroke M1 rowing over. Fairly stable at the top of the division there. What we'd expect for the top of the M1 division, really. Now, LMBC were bumped by Queen's M1. First and third and Peterhouse both rowed over. King's M1 bumped up on Christ's M1, putting both rows respectively on for their Blades and Spoons. King's looking great for tomorrow. Hopefully they can make it. Robinson and Katz, same situation. Robinson bumped up, Cats bumped down. Robinson also won for their Blades, Cats for Spoons. Girton M1 rode over, as did Claire M1. Fitz M1 bumped up on Emma in what sounds like quite a spectacular bump. And then Churchill M1, who bumped up on Trinity Hall M1.